Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
That feather was a flea, a rare flea, a rattling flea. Flea and the feather and the feather and the bird and the bird and the egg and the egg and the nest and the nest and the leaf and the leaf and the twig and the twig and the branch and the branch and the tree and the tree and the seed and the seed and the hole and the hole and the bog and the bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, roll the rock and the bog down in the valley. Oh,
now, they're words you just can't forget, are they? Are we at risk of losing the sing-song? Take a listen to PJ Kirby from the I'm Grand Man podcast, lamenting the loss of sing-songs.
Lads, once the DJ finished last night at the wedding, I tried to get a sing-song going, and none of the youth had a song. No, I didn't have a song either, which needs to be addressed. But I feel like, as a group, we all need to take off, like, probably about a month from work. Like, it needs to be like a government thing where they give everyone annual leave so they can learn a song for the sing songs, because we're losing the culture, girls. We need to get it back. Like, no one knew the old triangle. I was googling it, and then we were on our phones trying to google the lyrics. It was embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie. We need to all just gather together and get it together.
I'm with PJ. I think we all need a week off work so we can gather our song together. My party piece has always been No Frontiers. I mean, the amount the woman's heart was going in the car on the way to and from school, I could probably do the full album from start to finish. But I always felt it was a bit maudlin. I want something that's a little bit more of a crowd pleaser. I'm thinking maybe I could embrace Adele Rolling in the Deep or something where we could all get involved. I mean, I don't know why I'm jumping to you think I was an amazing singer. I'm going straight to Adele. But do you have a party piece? Are sing songs dead? I actually uttered this question in the kitchen last night. I had my in-laws there. I said, we don't really have a party piece anymore. Kind of what PJ was saying. And no, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, they all said, absolutely not. Christmas Day, they all had a sing song. So it is happening up and down the country, but is it starting to die out? Stylist Laura Mullett joins me on the line. Laura, you and your family are a bit of a fan of the sing song.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we got the memo that it's not the done thing anymore. But I also think the fact is my mom is the youngest of eight. So I think all of my older cousins, we would have all grown up with them bringing guitars to the house. And if there was a barbecue, a christening, a wedding, any family gathering, the guitar would be out at the end of the night. And it really adds to that holy element. And I think I'd really miss it if it wasn't a part of our kind of family fabric.
This is not something in our Ireland AM chats now we ever got to cover when we were over at the catwalk. This is a great fact. What is your party piece?
Oh, like I always loved singing She Moved Through the Fair and Fields of Gold and those kind of songs. But truthfully, I often just like to sit back and join in with whatever anyone else was singing. What I liked about our family and what I do like about our family is I feel like it's not a singing competition. It's just people just love to kind of hum along or join in the parts they know. And I love hearing the older members of the family sing, because some of the quieter members, they'll belt out a ballad and it'll bring a tear to your eye. So it is such a lovely positive thing as well. But it's the nostalgia of it. I think when something's been happening since you were a child, and I'm in my kind of mid-30s now, it's just something that, like, I'm really grateful for, and the memories mean an awful lot now at this point.
Now, you recently had a very stylish family wedding. Your sister got married. Was there a sing-song at that?
She did. Now, my sister Jade had two weddings, which we laugh about, because as is common now with a lot of people getting married abroad, they have an Irish wedding as well. So they did a legal wedding and we went to a really brilliant pub, this pub out in Tombrack called Coleman's, near where we live. And basically what we did was we got the band, a three-piece band, to play in the smoking area for the whole day during the sunshine. It was amazing. But all different family members got up and sang songs and joined in and took guitars, and it was brilliant crack. It was really, really fun. In Spain, I feel like the Spanish guitarist, flamenco style, wouldn't have been as on board if we tried to get involved. He would have been like, give me my personal space. But no, I think it was kind of what happened was the more glamorous Spanish wedding then served kind of a different function, and people just enjoyed the kind of chats and the late night kind of vibes. But Irish wise, I think any excuse for a session.
And PJ said at the wedding he was at, it was the youth didn't have a song. So are you noticing now in your family and friend members that you have, you know, people in their late teens, early 20s, that they have a song and are still joining in with the ballads or bringing something new to the table?
I have to say, I think in our family and in that their kind of own friend groups, I think it's been a huge part of their growing up process as well. Maybe it's a little bit different sometimes in city life. It just depends. But like my cousin, who'd be in her kind of early 20s, like she's been singing all her life. She might not be as brave to get up and sing in front of everyone, but she definitely sit and passively join in. I think people, if you grow up hearing those songs, they just become a big part of you and your own identity and what you enjoy. And PJ is right, though. Like, I can understand what he means. If I go to an awful lot of weddings and other occasions of friends and all, it isn't the norm at every wedding for there to be a big sing song. And it's not even a sing song in a Disney way where it's like, you know, opera style. It's fun for people to just even sing the kind of slightly bolder songs or the funny limericks, or, you know, it makes people laugh and it brings a smile to people's face.
And I know you're having a baby, Laura, so are you going to be passing this on, this tradition, to your own family?
Well, I took to laugh. My youngest sister had a little baby lately called Vinny, and I was trying to sing him a song and I couldn't figure out what to sing him. And we actually found out that his favourite song so far is Wannabe by the Spice Girls. But we'll try and bring a bit more of an Irish theme in soon. But he seems to really react to that song. So whenever he seems a little bit stressed, that's what we're breaking into. But his daddy is a great singer, so he'll obviously sing a little bit of trad. So maybe that balances it out a little bit.
Oh, I love that. Lovely to hear your voice, Laura, and all the best with the baby.
Thanks, Claire.
Stylist Laura Mullet there. And like, that does bring memories to me. When I had my babies, I remember kind of rocking one thing and thinking, what will I sing? And not really having one. I don't know what I turned to. I think Three Blind Mice is what I pulled out of the bag. So yeah, as well as having a song and a party piece for the sing song, if you're thinking of having a family of your own, try and have a few lullabies in the back of your head. A texter says, County Clare is all tunes with loads playing. Songs feature and are always welcome, but it's rare that songs will outnumber the tunes of a night. I don't think it's a bad thing they're dying out, says another. No one needs to hear drunk men singing Wonderwall. Well, it's different strokes for different folks. Danny McElhenney is music journalist with the Irish Mail on Sunday. Danny, you're a fan of a sing song.
Oh God, yeah, Claire. I definitely am. Try to stop me, you know, is the problem with me. I can vary from Where's My Jumper to the Sultan Sepang FC to Raglan Road.
And do you feel they're dying out, or do you still have plenty of places where you can bash these out?
It depends where you're going. If you're at a wedding, you need someone who's like a practitioner who's done this before. Like, you played the Rattlin' Bog. That's a great song to get everybody going. There's like about 20 verses. It lasts for about 20 minutes and it gets everybody warmed up. And then when everybody's kind of clapping and singing along, you can go, right, you know, Uncle Charlie or Uncle Dan, now go on, do your song. And they'll have to turn it down three times. And then they'll eventually sing a pristine version of, I don't know, anything from Maggie to Rocking the Baby to Sleep. And everybody is going, right, now, I want to have a go. But what I think what Laura was suggesting, you were suggesting, you know, people going for the words on the phone, and then halfway through a Zach Bryan song, they have to stop and go, shush, 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 everybody, I've lost the words because the screen's gone blank. That's not a sing-along.
Yeah.
That's like a karaoke version of doing it. That's not the way you do it.
I feel like you need a guitar player. Do you need somebody that's strumming? I think that takes the pressure off as well. Have we enough guitar players? I can't play guitar, I should say.
Well, I've been known to bring in guitar to a session, but I think the problem with that is the focus is on the guitar player. If there's only one guitar player and they're kind of like every second song then is by the singer but the guitarist. I think the impromptu thing, like, I don't know if you've ever heard, like, you know, the Quiet Ant, who never says boo and is God-fearing, and then will turn around and do a recitation that's really, really bawdy. That's where the fun is.
Yeah.
Or like, there's a great raconteur up in Donegal called Ossie Bryson, and he does this big long thing about, you know, finding his turf spade gone and having to go to Dunlow and having three wodkas and three bottles of Smadex. And then, like, it's a whole thing goes on for about 15 or 20 minutes. That kind of impromptu thing is where you want a practice thing with a guitar. It's a bit more like a performance rather than a busk. More busk, less concert, you know what I mean?
And as you said, it's just a bit of crack. PJ Kirby said he thought it was a generational thing. That's what he noticed at that wedding, that, you know, the younger generation didn't necessarily have a song. Do you feel that's happening?
I think that could be the case. I think that could be true. You know, where like, sometimes you get a situation where, like, the people who are practicing it do it. And then if the session's good on, it's like, well, what about the younger people? What about the younger people? And if they're not used to it, that's the type of person who might go to the phone and try to dig out a song by Charlie XCX and do it at a session. That's not going to work.
You know,
like you mentioned No Frontiers. Like my sister, who hitherto had never performed, suddenly at a wedding, did, I think it was a Mary Black song, and brought the house down by doing this song. We didn't know, none of us knew she could sing. You know, and then next thing she brings the house down, and forevermore it was Marie, now go on, like do No Frontiers.
Yeah.
She had to do it then. And it's like, I think the longer the session goes on and the more you have a good practitioner, a good skilled person who'll be able to pick out the person in the corner who hasn't sung, and then they bring the house down.
Well, I don't know if I ever brought the house down, but I gave it a good go. Danny McElhenney, music journalist with the Irish Mail on Sunday, thank you very much for coming on. Speaking of shy retiring aunts that Danny mentioned, a texter says, my shy retiring aunt's party piece is Bang Bang Rosie. If you don't know it, look it up. Most unexpected song for her to sing. Well, I've Fionnuala J in studio, who's in from Moncrief today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a party piece for a sing song?
Do I have a party piece? Do you know what? I love like Prayer, Madonna, but I don't know if that kind of falls into this category.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm into the bringing the modern songs into the old traditions. You know, why can't we sing the Charlie XCX? Why can't the Charlie XCX be the sing song song? Let's change out.
I do think there are some real precious songs that we need to try and hang on to and pass on down, like the Rattling Bog and, you know, that kind of idea. But I mean, I can see myself getting behind you with the,
and the claps, absolutely.
And all of us, I'm there for like a prayer.
Look,
ready.
There's a lot to be said for Caledonia as well. You know, that will generally bring the house down. Not by me, but by other people.
You're going to bring the house down from 2 o'clock today. What have you got coming up?
Oh, we're certainly going to try. We are talking about political leaders going on holidays. Is it necessary? Should they be considering timing? This is obviously off the back of Andy Burnham received a bit of flack for going on holidays 2 weeks into the job. So we'll be talking about that. We will also be talking about how to do wild camping in Ireland, if you're thinking about it. Also, is it okay to admit you have a favourite child? I'm excited to get into this as someone who thinks they might be a favourite child of one of my own parents. So,
do you now?
Yeah.
As a parent,
I will never reveal, but
I think it changes. I think it changes.
Interesting.
And look, I've only got two, and a boy and a girl. So, you know, they come to me into
it's always 50-50. Yeah,
they come to me with different, they both bring different things to the table, but
there
it depends
go.
On the day, on the week. But let's see what the News Talk listeners have to say. Fionnuala J is in for Moncrief coming up at 2. Back to the sing song. A texter says, at my cousin's wedding, they played Rock the Boat, and my mum was the first down on the floor rocking the boat, even though she didn't really know it. She just got caught up in the moment. Well, you kind of have to. I'm a bit allergic to Rock the Boat, but one of my best friends, Shauna, absolutely loves it. And I kind of do it for her, even if she's not at the event I'm at. I think, look, let's just do it for Shauna.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.